Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel and Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. Before being mafresh challah, before separating challah, we are obligated to recite a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Tivanu lehafrish challah min ha'isa, at least according to Ashkenaz, and that's the bracha that we recite. However, the halacha is regarding any brachos, any time that you're going to be mentioning the name of Hashem, that you're not allowed to make a bracha, you're not allowed to mention the name of Hashem when any of your private areas are uncovered, whenever any of your private areas are exposed. So our Mishnah here is going to be discussing the halach of a person who's not fully dressed. Can he or can she recite the bracha on challah, separate challah in such a situation? Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha yosheves v'kotza chalosa aruma. A woman may sit on the ground and separate her challah even if she's not wearing any clothing. Mipnei she'yacholun l'chasos atzma, because the way that a woman can sit, she's able to cover up her private area, and therefore she can do that instead of while she's making the bracha, her private area is not going to be exposed, and that's perfectly allowed. However, says the Mishnah of Aloha Ish, but this is not allowed when it comes to a man, because a man does not have the ability to cover up his private area. If you're sitting down, there's no way to do it, and therefore a man who's not wearing any clothing is not allowed, does not have the ability to separate challah and to make that bracha. Continuing now in the Mishnah. Now, when kneading the dough, that's going to where we're going to separate challah, you have to make sure that it does not become tameh. There's a prohibition of making your challah tameh. So our Mishnah is going to be discussing such a case where a person kneading the dough is tameh, though, and he has no way to purify himself and to avoid making the challah tameh. Says the Mishnah, Mishe'enu yachol asos isoso b'tahara. If a person is not able to make his dough in a state of purity, in a state of tahara, he's tameh, and there's no mikvah available where he can just go in, dip himself, and make him tahor, and make himself pure. Says the Mishnah, Ya'asena Kavin. He should make the dough in smaller kav portions. Like we learned earlier, the obligation of challah only exists when you have a 1 1/4 kav of dough. So here, if you just make smaller pieces of dough, there's not going to be an obligation of challah, and therefore, you're not going to be making the challah tameh. Ve'al ya'asenu b'tumah, says the Tanakhama, you can't make the dough in a state of tumah, in a state of impurity, therefore just make the smaller portions. There's not going to be an obligation of challah, and then you're not going to worry about making it tameh. However, Rabbi Akiva says, and he disagrees with the previous Tana, with the previous opinion, Ya'asena b'tumah v'al ya'asena kavin. Says Rabbi Akiva, he should make it in a state of tumah. He should make them as large as he wants, and he's going to separate the challah, and ultimately that which he separates is going to be tumah. He should not, says Rabbi Akiva, make them in these smaller portions that are exempt, that are not obligated in the challah. Shek hishem shehu kore l'tahara, kach hu kore l'tumeya. Says Rabbi Akiva, just as one separates challah and designates challah for a tahor, for a pure dough, so too one has the ability to designate challah for a tummy, for a tameh dough as well. Lazo kore challah b'shem, v'lazo kore challah b'shem. Both the tahor dough is considered to be challah, and the tameh dough is considered to be challah. Aval kaben ein lehem chelik b'shem. However, says Rabbi Akiva, but these smaller kav portions are too small, and therefore they do not have the status of challah. Says Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed, even if it's tameh, it still has the designation of challah, and you should make them in the regular way, even though it's going to become tameh. However, as the Bartanura points out, v'ein halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha is like the Tanakama. Namely, if you are tameh and you can't become pure, what you should do is make the dough in smaller portions. There's not going to be an obligation of challah, and then you're not going to be making the challah tameh. Continuing now with Parak Beis Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha in a situation where you have two doughs, each one that are smaller than the 1 1/4 kav that require and make you obligated in challah, and these two pieces are touching each other. Says the Mishnah, Ha'osa isoso kav. And if someone makes his dough in these kav portions, in these smaller portions separately, again, they're less than the 1 1/4 kav, which would require you and obligate you in separating challah, the nago zabazan, these two doughs are actually touching one another, and together they do have that 1 1/4 kav. They would require you to separate challah if they were together. But says the Mishnah, piturim min hachal, the halacha is that they are not obligated from challah, they are exempt from challah, ad sheyishochu, until they quote unquote, bite each other until they are in a situation where they're pressed so firmly against each other that if one were to separate the two doughs, the piece of one of the doughs would be pulled along with the other dough. Only then would they combine to obligate you in challah. Otherwise, if they're simply touching each other in an insignificant type of way, then there would not be an obligation to separate challah in that situation. The final Tana of our mission is going to add a final way that the two doughs can combine to create a challah obligation. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Af haroda v'nosein l'sal. Even if a person bakes these two smaller sized doughs that are not obligated independently of separating challah, and he removes them from the oven, and then he places the finished breads into a basket, hasal mitzarfon l'challah. Says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Eliezer, the basket combines them to be obligated in challah, since both breads together contain that 1 1/4 kaf to be obligated in challah. They are obligated in challah because they're being combined together in the basket. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel began by discussing the case of someone who's not wearing any clothing. We said that a woman can separate challah and make the bracha while sitting on the ground because she could sit in a way to cover her private parts, and therefore she can make the bracha on challah in that way. A man cannot cover his private area by sitting on the ground, and therefore he may not separate challah and make the bracha while not wearing any clothing. And then the Mishnah continued to discuss a situation where a person is Tameh, he cannot go into a mikveh, there's no mikveh there, so what should he do? So there's a machlokas, can he make challah in regular sizes or not? According to the Tanakhami, he should make them in smaller sizes, because otherwise you're going to make the challah Tameh, because you're Tameh, and if you make them in the right sizes, then it's obligated in challah, so the challah portion is going to become Tameh. But according to Rabbi Kiva, no, make them in smaller sizes, therefore there's never going to be an obligation in challah, and therefore you're not making the challah Tameh. However, as the Bartanur points out, we pass them like the first Tana, namely, you should make them in the smaller sizes and not make any of it Tameh. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel discuss the case where a person is making his dough in these smaller kav type portions, less than the 1 1/4 kav, that would obligate him in separating challah, and they're touching one another. So we said that unless they're literally biting into each other and they're connected to each other, that and if they're just touching in an insignificant, not serious type of way, then they would not combine to obligate you in separating challah. And Rabbi Eliezer just added that if it's a situation where he bakes the two smaller types of doughs and then he removes them from the oven and then places them together in a basket, then the basket would have the ability to combine them and require you to separate challah, even though normally you separate challah before they're being baked, but here they would be obligated retroactively to separate the challah from these doughs. Have a great day.